Walter. Brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it. Giroud!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes, DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show!
Welcome, everybody, to another great installment of the VAR show. Oh, back to you after you guys sent us on loan for the week.
Yeah.
And now you saw how well our performance was.
Yes.
So you all recalled us for a loan.
Called us
so back. That we can start, you know, me as your main striker.
Mm.
And DJ Sticks over here as the midfielder, you know, the attacking midfielder. We're going to definitely be playing a 4-2-3-1,
mm.
you know, with you playing as the attacking, you know, the number 10 in the role.
Yeah, the key you know, player.
You know, no. The one just, your job is just to give me the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, your job is just to give me the ball. I'll do the magic. It's like, I'm the Haaland of this team.
Oh, target man.
Yeah. No, you just give me the ball. Even if it's halfway line, give me the ball. Don't do anything. You get the ball, you just pass it to me. Don't pass it to anybody else. Just pass it to me.
Just you. Doesn't matter where.
Because I am the three-time, fourth coming. Actually, no, fifth because Messi's done four. Fifth. Five times VAR Ballon d'Or winner.
Consecutive.
Right. The number 9 and 11 of the club.
Mm.
The one, the top goal scorer, best goal, all-time goal scorer. I don't know. I'll give you best assist. I don't want to take that. Best pass accuracy of all time.
The list goes on.
Biggest
and on.
Transfer.
Oh,
you know. Transfer rumors to a lot of places now as well. The one, the only DJ Stones. Then with me over here.
Wow. How do I top that?
You can't.
I know how. The most creative player on the team. Creativity 99. Passing 99. Shooting 99. But I pass because why must I score?
Because you can't.
Heading 99. Technique 99. Ball control 99. Sprint speed 100. Acceleration 99. Because come on. Who can catch me?
I can.
It's the same. The top assist.
Ooh, tell them. Tell them.
The top player with a passing conversion rate.
Ooh.
I'm sitting on my third number because both of my former t-shirts had to be retired.
Oh.
The living legend.
Nonsense.
Still playing, but I'm on the Hall of Fame.
Oof.
Because I am the best player of the game.
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to stop it right there.
Second though. The one and only
DJ Sticks.
Yes, and you're listening to the VAR show where we are about to do the most. But before we do, enjoy these tunes.
Enjoy.
I'm a rapper. Do you hear those bars?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm hitting the bar. Like, you know, it's like the crossbar challenge. I keep just hitting that bar. You know? But with that said and done, let's just go into this music break.
I need you, I'm reaching out with all of my heart and soul. My Jesus, you're here right now, holding me through it all, holding me through it all. I will run to you.
gonna hold me back from your failing love? Nothing's gonna change your heart. Nothing's gonna change your heart. Jesus, your presence is my home.
Hello.
This is the movie show.
On your favorite RSPS.
Yes, your favorite online radio station podcasting service.
That was in brackets. Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Please leave your message after the tone.
The gentleman,
the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the lady moon. No, I was just kidding.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Yeah, we are back. Hope you guys enjoyed those tunes, those loon tunes. Our tunes make
still
go.
Going, still flowing.
I have nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Okay.
But before we go into anything else, let's start off with some black business. There's some news that I saw that really caught my attention.
Oh, what?
So Jared Piqué obviously owns like some companies and stuff.
Some companies.
Yes, and Jared Piqué has bought the TV rights, right, for La Liga in Spain. Through his company, Cosmos Holdings.
What?
Right? And the reason why is that they're working to make sure that Messi's PSG debut is available to watch in Spain.
Wow. Wow. So the Spanish people can watch Ligue 1 now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like basically around the world what happened once Ronaldo moves to Serie A.
Around the world.
Yeah, you know, they allowed, like even here in South Africa, we never like had Serie A on our main cable network thing, and then boom.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
There you go.
And like even talking about Serie A, let us begin the weekend.
Roundup.
I still don't know why you're not calling it Match Day Roundup. Help us now.
One day.
Because you know, it's like some of the matches don't really only happen on the weekend. You know, they do happen during the week.
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. But either way, so unimportant fixtures. Udinese drew with Juventus after Ronaldo scored a last minute, you know, banger. It was supposed to be the winger. Supposed to be the winner. He came off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, headers it in.
Yeah,
you know, runs to the corner, takes off his t-shirt.
Come on now.
Flexes.
Let's go.
Gets a yellow card for taking off his t-shirt. VAR comes in and is like, yeah. No, chief, we don't do that over here. That goal will not stand.
Mm.
And You know, now this is what I like about what happened in the Premier League, because there's now a rule in the Premier League whereby these VAR calls, number one, they thicken the line.
Yeah.
So they thicken the line. And then there's specific parts. So also, like, I think it's, you're allowed to have about, like, I think 1 foot over.
Yeah.
Right? You're allowed to have, like, 1 foot, or your arm is allowed to be over now. I forgot the exact measurement that is allowed to be over.
Oh, at least.
And now what happened with Ronaldo's one, he was basically an armpit offline.
What?
Offside. I don't know what I'm saying offline. But like he's...
I understood you.
You know? So he wasn't really fully offside, if I can say.
Ah, man.
So the goal was taken away and was disallowed.
So in the Premier League, the goal would have counted.
In the Premier League, that goal. Because it's a similar standing point to one of Bruno Fernandes' goals during his hat-trick that he made in the opening game. Same thing, whereby last season it would have been called offside, but this season with the added on rules and the whole thickening of the line and stuff. And I see why, because it was pretty annoying as well, you know.
Come on, man.
People, like, I remember the worst one I saw was when somebody's t-shirt was over the line. And you're like, what the hell? Like,
that's insane.
Like, what?
That's not him.
They're like, what? And, you know, it's crazy. But on some good news, so they obviously changed the day in the Premier League, but not so much in Serie A. And he was found offside.
Come on.
And the game ended off 2-2. Another big fixture was Inter Milan played this weekend. You know, the title holders mm-hmm. played the opening game on, and they won against Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
4-0.
Whoa!
You know,
whoa!
Starting off their campaign very well.
Statement.
A statement. Yeah. Why did you leave?
Don't need you.
But the fixture I want to talk about is Roma versus Fiorentina. Reason why, this was a debut for two people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a debut for other than the my man.
Yeah.
The myth. The legend.
Come on.
The super special one.
Beast.
Jose Mourinho.
Yes.
And on top of that, it was the debut for ex-Chelsea striker Tommy Abraham. And this was great for him because, you know, in the opening minutes, in the 26th minute, he had an assist, you know,
whoa,
for Mkhitaryan, as well as in the 64th minute, he had a second assist. You know,
whoa.
And so he came out of that game with two assists and an overall great game. I was watching this game and I was enjoying it. I was watching it on one side, Football Manager on the other side. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, if I had a better team, I'd also be buying it right now.
Yeah.
You know, game came out with two red cards. One of the red cards going to the keeper after the most careless move I've ever seen from a goalkeeper in my life.
Ever in football.
He was completely out of his box. Like, not even like halfway out of his box.
Out.
He was completely out of his box. And what basically happened was he rushes out of his box and I think he makes a tackle. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know if it's a tackle or if he touched it with his hands. But then, yes, he touched it with his hands out of the box. And then, you know, you then look at that and you're like, but... But why?
Man, you had no reason to do that.
You know, it was crazy.
Ish.
And then he got a red card, he got sent out. And then also a red card from the Roma side. Also another careless tackle.
Mm.
And it was two yellow cards, which gave two careless tackles, which got him his red. But it's good to see, you know, maybe Roma will do well. You know?
Nice.
And, you know, in the opening press conference, they're speaking to Jose Mourinho, you know, asking him about his intentions with the Conference League, because Roma's in the Conference League.
Okay.
You know, and they're like, you know, you win that, you have a chance, you have a spot in Europa. And he's like, you know, he's gunning for UEFA.
Yeah.
Meaning he's wanting to finish top four this season.
That's the manager you want to have.
Yeah.
That's the man right there.
That's the type, that's obviously the mentality for everyone as you come into a season, you know. We want to get that top four, you know. And yeah, now moving into another league, Bundesliga, as Bayern Munich had a good game. This was quite good, you know.
Stunning match.
It was stunning because Lewandowski scores in the 50th minute, you know, and then in the 60th minute, in the 59th minute, Serge Gnabry scores. So that's 2-0.
Yeah.
60th minute, Anthony Modest. I'm ready. Yeah. get this one right.
All right. All right.
Modesty.
Okay.
Probably saying that wrong. Scores. And in the 62nd minute, Mark Oot scores.
Yeah.
Making it 2-2.
Yeah.
In the 71st minute, Serge Gnabry then scores a second, a third goal, making it 3-2. And it was a close game. Very close game. Quite enjoyed it. And then Borussia Dortmund lost to Freiburg 2-1.
Yeah.
Again, was for the first time ever, I watched the game and I was asking myself, where's Haaland? Is he injured?
That's the question that you never ask.
That's the question I never ask.
Never.
I blame the formation. He should be the lone striker.
Who was he with?
Marlin.
Hey, no.
I blame the formation.
He all you need is Haaland.
All you need is Haaland. As soon as you say Haaland and someone in the striking force.
Haaland and No.
We don't do that here, you know.
No. Haaland and Elling.
I look at the game where they won 5-2 against Frankfurt. I was about to say Freiburg. You know, they were playing a 4-2-3-1 with guess who on top? Erling Haaland. How many goals did he score? Two.
Bam.
See? It's just that.
It works.
But obviously, going on to the league, you guys really want us to hear. Yes. You want to really hear us speak about La Liga.
Finally. Oh!
I'm joking. Both Barca and Madrid drew. That both games were not too exciting. You know, Vinicius looked good, though.
Ah, he did. He did.
He looked very good. But okay, the league you actually want to hear about.
That's the quickest La Liga summary ever.
I guess, you know, let's take time to talk about it.
Yeah. Let's see.
All right, now, La Liga is not interesting. I'll be factual.
It's not factual. There's not even the slightest thought.
And it's not to do with Messi or...
No.
Or Ronaldo not being there. Just there are two biggest clubs currently just don't perform well, if I can say.
Yeah.
They're not performing in that high level that they did.
Yeah. Like, you don't even see, like, any of them going far in the UEFA.
No, look, potentially.
No, but, like, winning it.
Potentially.
No.
If these teams, the problem now is with Real Madrid, they don't have, I don't know if it's the players don't gel with each other well now that Ramos is gone or what's happening, but if that team can get like an identity, if I can say, you know, there's an identity in that team, and I don't know, like I'm watching the games and defensively they don't seem as sound anymore. But it's like these type of things, you know, they fix up their defense and they just... And Hazard wakes up because they're needing Hazard.
He needs to wake up.
You know, Vinicius is at least trying. But they need Hazard to wake up because they're a counter team. They soak up pressure and they counter. That's how Madrid is played, you know. I know Madrid for that. When they had Ronaldo, they would give him the ball in the wing. He would run up, cut in, score.
Yeah, done.
You know, done. Run up. Cut in, pass, Benzema scores. You know, but now they're forced to try doing these build-up plays, and they're forced to now try and, you know, and I don't see it fitting Real Madrid.
That's not their style.
With Barcelona, it's now just life after Messi. You know, you've built a team around a specific player.
Player's gone.
And the player's gone. But now you'll need to build a club around a player again who can now, who's a good playmaker. And now it's just that as well in the identity. That's what makes it. Now, as long as those two teams aren't performing at their fullest, you know, you won't really find fun in La Liga right now. But going into something that is fun, the English Premier League had such a nice weekend. Man United and Southampton drew. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, the Hammers beat Leicester City.
They did.
Oh, my word.
They did.
But there's a moment I actually want to speak about this. So there's a red card that was given out, right? Perez got a red card in the 40th minute. I don't fully agree with the red card.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was he stamped on another player's foot in a way that could have broken his leg. But the issue here was, number one, it wasn't malicious. He had no intent on doing it.
Yeah.
He was actually shoved the bit by the player behind him. And you can see it by the fact that he had no balance going towards the guy.
Yeah.
And I think the referee's initial thought, because he initially thought, okay, this is a yellow card. VAR, went to go look, came out, red card. And you know, I think it shouldn't have been a red card. I understand the severity of it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's dangerous.
I don't. Like, you know, if the referee gave a red card, I wouldn't say, no, he's dumb. Like, why did he do that? It's a bad call. I don't think it's a bad call. I just think, you know, it could have been. I feel like they could have been lighter on him. I feel like it, you know. But if he gave a red card, he's learned how to, you know, be a ref. Yeah, but yeah, 4-1, a goal from Paulo Fornells.
Yeah.
Saeed Ben Rama and two goals from Antonio.
The man himself.
The man himself.
The hammer himself.
The
hammer of the hammers.
Now, obviously, it's Man United drew with Southampton.
They did.
Yeah, it was a bad game. And again, like, you know, at this point, I feel like we should sell Van der Beek.
What?
The coach is not going to use him. We see Fred had a pathetic game, one of his worst.
Terrible.
And you know, I guess in this situation you want to bring in a player like Bruno, you know, not Bruno, like Van der Beek.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't understand like why you need to play Matic and Fred. Like Matic is there to be your defensive midfielder.
Mm.
You know, now you want a creative player that can play box to box as well.
Yeah.
And you have that in Van der Beek, you know. And you know, the coach knows best, I guess. But at this point, personally, if I was a friend of Van der Beek, or if I was like, you know, anything to Van der Beek, I'll tell him to leave. Because it would be one thing if he was in a Barcelona. And you know, the midfield pairing of Barcelona is what's his name?
De Jong
and Biscuits, and there I'm like, okay, yeah, you're staying, you're learning, you're fighting.
Yeah.
But having people like Fred and Scott McTominay in front of you, yeah, where in the preseason you showed the last bits of the season, last season in his games against Wolves and stuff, he outperformed them.
He did.
Preseason, he was performing.
Yeah.
In game, you're drawing, you know, you take out Fred, you bring in Scott.
That's the same player.
You know? And you're like,
that's the same
but
player.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
But why?
My initial thought was when you guys were bringing in Varane, it was to tighten up your defense and then allow people like Van der Beek to come in for your matches. And your McTominay's, because your defense is tight. So you bring in more creativity. That was my thought.
And that's the thing, you know. Like, we have the defensive pairing, and obviously we're not gonna just start Van der Beek. We're not gonna just start Varane and Sancho right now. You know?
Yeah.
They have to get used to the team, how the team plays, and I understand that.
Mm.
But they need to be faster than this. In the third game, you know, if Varane isn't in, there's gonna be an issue here. What's the problem?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why are we still playing Fred? But I guess this is not a Man United show. Let me not rant about them too long. As a perfect example of this, I will get to in a second. Tottenham beat Wolves 1-0 with a goal from Dele Alli.
Yee!
See, this is a perfect example, you know. Mourinho didn't start Dele Alli. New coach comes in, new coach is actually playing Dele Alli well. And in the last game,
yeah,
you know, even though he wasn't on the scoreboard, you know, in the last game, he actually had an impact in the game.
He sucked.
And obviously, this was Nuno. And this was Nuno coming back to visit his old club so soon.
Ah,
you know?
Man.
He then playing against the Wolves. And it was crazy.
Wolves was home.
Yes, at Wolves home. Very crazy, very crazy.
Man.
And shockingly, Harry Kane was in the match.
Hey.
You know? Now, a quick question. With this whole rumors of, you know, Lewandowski wanting a new challenge.
Hey.
You know?
What?
Who would you want, Harry Kane or Lewandowski, as a City supporter?
Okay. If we get Kane. That's cool, because Kane is younger and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind A. Lewandowski. I mean, he can go for a long time, especially with the creativity that we have.
Yeah.
He can score with his head, doesn't need to run, just wait for the ball, poach, you know. So at this point, Kane can stay. But having Kane would be awesome. Wow, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man. Kane.
I'd rather go for Lewandowski, eh? He's a winner, that's the thing.
Okay.
He's a winner.
Champions League winner.
League many times.
Lewandowski, here we go. Yeah.
And, you know, just speaking about City, I'm not going to go into this for too long. City versus Norwich. Grealish scored a banger of a goal.
Did you see?
Best
Sana.
Goal, you know. Crossed in from, was it Mahrez? From Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And then as he tries to trap the ball, you know, it hits his thigh.
Flip.
Well, how many players, you know, scores with their thigh?
So intentional. Like, he saw the ball coming. Oh, my word. The technique.
Oh, that was crazy.
Nah, it used to score with your thigh.
You know, as he misses the trap, the ball hits him on his thigh and it goes in.
A stunner. Bottom corner.
I think that's goal of the season.
Nomination.
And 5-0, City doing City things.
The lighter side of Manchester.
Yeah, the lighter.
Yeah, in colour and in football.
No, yeah, it's football. You know, you guys can't play that hard football. You play the light football, you know. Football light.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Obviously, the match you really want to speak about, the London derby. Arsenal versus Chelsea.
Yes.
I heard a nice joke. I'm going to share this joke, you know. Has told me this joke, you know. It's from the Shade as well.
From the Shade.
He said this joke to me. He's like, "There's you can't argue with an Arsenal fan. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they have no points." I love that joke. Because they currently, I think bottom of the log. they're currently sitting sick. They joined bottom.
No way.
Wolves. We're making jokes by the Wolves, Burnley, Newcastle, Arsenal, and Norwich all at 0 points, two games. It's quite crazy to see Arsenal with that mix, you know. Wolves is like a mid-table, bottom-table team.
Yeah.
So you know they're going to come up and land there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Burnley always just survives relegation.
Always.
You know, as well as Newcastle.
Always.
You know? And Norwich, they come to visit the Premier League and then they go back down.
No, they do.
To see Arsenal there, like, the fact that they still that part, like, at least you expect them to have 1 point, you know, at this point, or at least 3 points. And it makes it not easy that they still have City to play at their next game.
Yeah. I was about to say, you know, let's give them some slack. You know, the first two games were tough teams.
They could be bottom of the log going into after the next match day. Next week, we could be coming here saying that they're bottom of the log.
Yeah.
They could be joined bottom with Norwich, because Norwich has Leicester City. Whereby Newcastle has Southampton, which they can either win or draw.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. Man, Arsenal might be in the bottom for the entire month.
That's a possibility.
Huge one.
That's a huge possibility.
But what do you think is wrong? What's happening?
They need to, at this point, you need to get rid of Arteta.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come and say no, give him time like they did with Ollie. No.
Ollie
got time.
This is bad.
Look, let's look at this. We gave Ollie time. Two seasons in a row, we were third place. Last season, actually, we were second.
Yeah.
The first season he came in, we were about fourth. Yes, we were about fourth.
You played Europa.
We were fourth. We were fourth in that season. But fourth or third? Yes, we were fourth because we took it from Leicester City.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Season after that, we were third. That was the season whereby Liverpool won.
Yeah.
With a huge margin.
Yeah.
And then second was City. And then third was us. Last season, we were third. I mean, we were second.
You were second last season.
Last season, we were second.
Yeah.
We look at Arsenal.
Mm.
I don't know why I actually was thinking so hard when I could have just looked at this thing, you know?
Yeah, you should have.
Arsenal in the 2019-2020 season, they were eighth.
Whew.
Actually, let's start from the 2018-2019 season. They were fifth. Right?
That's our league.
That's the 2018-2019 season, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the season where now Arteta took over
yeah.
at that season. The 2019-2020 season, they dropped to 8th.
Boom.
The 2020-2021 season, they dropped to 8th. Arsenal has become a mid-table club.
They have.
2 seasons running, mid-table. What slack do we actually give the coach? Starting same thing, 2018-2019, United was 6th. This was, I think, Jose's last season. The next season, he got sacked.
Yeah.
2019-2020, we finished 3rd.
That was Ole.
That was with Ole.
I think he took over December 18-19.
Yes.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah, of 18-19.
2021, we finished 2nd.
Hmm.
Can you now see the difference? We gave Ole time. He performed. He gave something in return. It's not the best. If he doesn't challenge for the season, if he doesn't challenge for the league this season, they have to sack him.
Yeah.
They have to. They gave him the money. They gave him his signings.
Mm.
You know, we're not even asking for him to win. It just needs to be a battle, you know. We can't be going into the last 10 games and the whoever's number one has won it already.
Yeah.
It has to be a battle. We actually need to battle it out. You know, and the problem here is they need to get rid of Arteta.
Yeah, I know.
At this point,
this is insane.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, this is insane.
They've gotten some good players.
Ah,
no, they've signed Olegar. I hope he said his name right.
Oh, from Madrid.
You know.
Yeah.
And overall, the highlights of this thing is even the main topic of the show. Lukaku was back.
Yeah.
And he performed.
Yeah.
And you know, going back to the Varane thing, that's the perfect case. You
yeah.
know, you look, he's back in the squad.
Boom.
Second game. You're going to allow him to, get used to the players while playing.
While playing.
You know?
Yeah, Lukaku in.
And Lukaku, you know, I won't lie. One thing United do need is a Lukaku type striker. As much as United supporters don't like saying it. We don't want Lukaku. Lukaku can stay. I'm not a huge Lukaku fan, especially the interviews he had after leaving United, you know?
Yeah.
Not a huge Lukaku fan. But we need, like, especially with how we're wanting to play, you know, we actually need a player that can hold. You know, we have Pogba who does it in the midfield,
yeah.
you know? But the way Lukaku holds off defenders was brilliant in that game. You know, it allowed him to, you know, it allows for a lot of players to make specific runs because you could hold the player, you make your run, and he passes it to you.
Man.
He even turns them around.
Ah, man.
And it was really great.
The Reece James goal.
Oh. The Reece James goal was beautiful.
What?
The Reece James
looked like
goal
a training
was,
session.
Was amazing.
What he did to those people. Was insane.
So now, you know, with Lukaku in, like, these are the things that make the season exciting, you
yeah.
know? West Ham is doing well. And they need to, you know, keep up their top six.
Just keep it up.
You know, Chelsea has a beautiful looking squad with good depth.
Is this the perfect Chelsea?
You know, this is a Chelsea that could challenge. United look very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once players start clicking in, Aston Villa looks dangerous if they start clicking. You know, the signings they've had. Danny Ings with that beautiful overhead bicycle
two
kick.
Two goals in a row.
You know, looking very good. Man City with Grealish now looking very dangerous.
With that stunning goal.
Liverpool looking very dangerous this season.
Liverpool as well, eh?
You know?
Hey.
Top six this season is going to be really hard to predict.
It's interesting.
It is very interesting. Leicester City looking quite good as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Them,
top
yeah.
six is going to be one hard of a thing to play.
Tottenham as well.
Tottenham, I'll decide after the fifth game.
Fifth game. But potential.
Last season they looked very well and look where they ended out.
Son and Kane show.
But now we want to see, I wonder if, like, the thing with Lukaku we want to see now is consistency. You know, we didn't see that in United. We saw that in Inter Milan.
Saw it.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Clearly in Inter Milan.
Yeah.
And let's see in Chelsea, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how would Tuchel play him? Will they play him with the lights of Werner on the side? Or is Werner just going to be always coming off of the bench?
No.
And yeah, you know, in terms of business-wise, I think the whole Lukaku thing is also just a flex. You know, he was in Chelsea. He was already in Chelsea.
But he was not. He's a different man now.
You know, Chelsea sold him.
He's a beast.
Chelsea sold him.
Chelsea sold a man.
And then Chelsea buys him back.
as a beast now.
For almost double the price.
Lukaku is AI itself.
No, that's Haaland.
Okay, wait. Lukaku is like the old Terminator. Haaland is the new one.
No, that's Lewandowski.
Lukaku is...
Facts. This is a fact. You might not like my fact. Mm. Lukaku is not even top 5 strikers.
He will be. Give him time.
Currently, he's not even top 5.
Give him time.
When the world where Lewandowski exists...
No, he is. Wait. It's Lewandowski. It's Haaland.
No, other way. Yeah.
Yes.
Lewandowski, Haaland.
Then Lukaku.
No ways. I will refuse that.
Right now.
Harry Kane.
Okay. Yeah, good one. Number 4 is Lukaku.
So are we talking attacking players or just
no like
strikers
like that, yeah.
Sole strikers.
Number nines. He makes it to that one. Do not deny him. Attacking players, I understand.
I'm struggling to say yes.
He does.
And this is not even with biasness.
He is fourth.
No.
Tell me other people. Give me.
What's this player's name?
He nearly took the golden boot in the Euros. Nearly.
Who took the golden boot in the Euros?
CR7.
Exactly.
Nearly.
Don't ever forget that.
Nearly.
Ronaldo. He's been playing as a striker last season. He's been playing in France.
Yeah, then Lukaku's fifth.
Insigne.
Ah, come on. No, it's not a striker. No, it's not. You just hate Lukaku because of his interviews. You said it.
No. I'm not even being biased here.
You are.
I'm not even being biased. Like, I literally don't feel like he is.
He is.
And what are you saying? Insigne is a striker.
He's not. He cuts in.
Yeah, he's not.
He's a hazard.
There's the one from Inter.
Martinez. But Lukaku was making good.
No.
I promise you.
No. I refuse that one.
Lukaku is top 5 right now.
I'll give him 6th or 7th.
Ah. I cannot believe
this. Kevin De Bruyne last season was a better striker than him.
Yeah, no, look, De Bruyne is 6th. He's 6th. He's right there.
With that, we're ending the show. You know, I'm going to just end off with this, you know. I was playing Football Manager, and I was like, you know what, let me take out my inner Pep, and I wanted to create my own position, you know. I wanted the left back that runs forward, that's allowed to cut in, that has to shoot often. Right? And then the other role, I wanted to give him a count. I wanted to also make him goalkeeper. So I'd have the first left back, inside forward, striking goalkeeper.
Oh!
Huh? Pep would be proud.
Come on.
Pep would be proud.
Let's go.
You know?
DJ Stones.
I think Stone I should Kariola. Be Pep's. I should be Pep's assistant coach. And I'll come up with the most goals in the season.
I don't know.
Okay, with that tomfoolery, we are ending the show from me to you. I'm done. I'm done taking that from you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm done. If you guys want to know where that's from, it's from The Shade, by the way. I need a new one. And that is Full Time. Signing out. No extra time.
What would you listen to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
I realize no matter how dark